2. On the Absolution. The roughed-up Starhopper glides into the hold of the Absolution and settles gently onto the hangar deck. It's a little thing, just big enough to hold one pilot, a droid, and a hyperdrive, and yet it's so dwarfed by the belly of the warship that it looks like a child's toy by comparison, or possibly an insect. Vi feels like that too, like a tiny, rough, insignificant trifle surrounded by much bigger, more dangerous predators. She goes cold, wondering if this impersonal black-and-white deck is the last thing she'll ever see, if she'll become just another missing pilot devoured by the mysterious First Order. Just in case she can defy the odds and find a way out of here, she counts and stores away everything she sees. Hundreds of TIE fighters, troop transports, speeders, and even a few walkers. General Organa will be glad to know what kind of firepower they're up against in this new fight. They tell her only what she needs to know to complete her assignments, but considering the intel they were already paying Vi to provide, the Resistance needs every bit of help they can get. At the moment, facing impossible odds, so does Vi. As stormtroopers surround her Starhopper, blasters pointed, Vi's attention is drawn to their leader. She's seen troopers before, of course, but never one like this. His bright red armor is a strange twist on the regular stormtroopers, but the sanguine violence of the color lends it an air of bloody menace their tidy white just doesn't possess. An armor weave cape falls from one shoulder, and a spherical black droid floats in the air to the trooper's side. Even if this guy didn't look different from his troops, and even if she didn't know who he was, she would immediately recognize his importance. There's an attention there, a level of focus that the grunts just don't possess. She glares at him as one of his men opens the hatch of her ship and points his blaster at her chest. All this time, she affects the look of a regular smuggler caught by hostiles, scared but defiant. She's got to play stupid if she wants to stay alive long enough to escape.
"Get out,"
the red trooper barks. She waits a moment, fingers curled over the armrests, before climbing out to stand on the deck of the Star Destroyer.
"Hands on your head."
She obliges him, but in return, she's got to test him.
"What are you supposed to be?" Vi asks. "The big red button? The emergency brake?"
He ignores her taunts as he snaps binders on her wrists.
"Why are you in this sector?"
"Same reason you are. Enjoying the peace and quiet. At least I was. Look, I'm an independent trader traveling under legal documents. I have no quibble with anyone. So why blasters?"
Gigi beeps an alarm, and Vi turns to find two troopers digging through her cockpit.
"And why are those guys roughing up my droid?"
One of the troopers yanks out her yarn and starts unraveling the sweater with his clumsy gloves, as if looking for weapons.
"Hey, Private Friendly! I worked hard on that! You can't just paw through someone's personal property, and who are you anyway?"
"Silence."
"I asked you a question. Who are you?"
He takes a step closer, and his blaster jams into Vi's belly.
"I'm the one in charge. Which means I'm the one who asks the questions."
"But isn't the Empire gone?"
He chuckles.
"We are not the Empire, and you know it." "Sir,"
one of the troopers calls from her cockpit.
"We've got the logs. The most recently visited planets are Arcanus, Coruscant, and Parnassos."
The blaster jerks against her belly.
"It's going to leave a bruise."
One of those three planets must have set him off. But which one? Not the heavily populated Coruscant. Arcanus or Parnassus, then? Lots of First Order secrets on both planets, but not much else. They'll never let her go now. Good thing she picked up this junker two hops after Dakar, because that's one planet these monsters don't need to know anything about. They're going to be suspicious now, but she's got to act normal. Which means belligerent. Just because she knows who he is, doesn't mean the red trooper knows who she is.
"We What you're doing is illegal, she shouts at the troopers, tearing the Starhopper apart. That's my ship.
Not anymore, it isn't. Search the ship and turn the droid in for parts, then report to your stations,
the leader instructs his troops.
I will handle this interrogation personally.
Personally, huh? She says. He spins her around and jams his blaster in her spine, which is a pleasant enough change from her belly.
Wook, I know who you are, Resistance Spy Vi Moradi, and I would be all too happy to shoot you.
I don't know who that is. I'm just a traitor, and my boss isn't going to like this.
No, she isn't.
Her heart sinks. He knows. She can almost feel his finger on the trigger. He wants to pull it so badly. Sweat trickles down her neck as she watches him over her shoulder. She had hoped this was just a random grab, just the usual first order business. See a ship where it shouldn't be, claim it, dispose of the inconvenient person inside. But if he knows her name and he knows who her boss is, what else does he know? He glances up at the control room, almost nervously, it seems. When he nudges her with the blaster, she moves.
Bosses can indeed be a problem. Now walk.
Vi was trained to remember every detail when it counts, but even she can't keep up with the labyrinthine twists and turns of the enormous Star Destroyer's guts. Long hallways end and intersect, and turbo lifts up and down make it impossible for her to recall their route. It's one thing to see pictures of ships like this one, but it's another thing to really understand the enormity of their enemy's resources. As he guides her into another lift, the man in red stands in front of the panel so she can't see which level they're headed to. Your place or mine? Vi asks, hoping to goad him into moving aside. But the man in red is silent, the gun always rammed into some soft place on her body, and the spherical droid floating by his side. Her leather jacket has built-in armor plating, but it wouldn't do much to stop a fatal shot at this distance. Thing is, she knows he's not going to shoot her, but she has to play along. When she slowly begins to take her hands down, he clicks his tongue at her.
Hands on head. You know how this works, scum.
The blaster shoves into her kidney, and her hands go right back up. Look, I'm not scum. I don't know who you think I am, but I'm just a traitor. Maybe I smuggle a little, but who doesn't? And wouldn't that be the New Republic's jurisdiction anyway? Did I travel back in time? Shouldn't I be in a cell waiting to speak to some cadaverous bureaucrat in a jaunty hat?
The lift door slides open, and he shoves her out into a hall that's downright dungeonous. They didn't see anyone farther up, and Vi is willing to bet that's due to a combination of this trooper's knowledge of the ship's rigorous schedule and his droid's meddling, as it sometimes pushed ahead to lead. But down here, well, it's clear nobody goes down here, except people doing things they shouldn't be doing. The light is dim and flickering, and there's something dripping, maybe runoff from the vent system. They're deep in the bowels of the Star Destroyer, then, in an area that's generally off-limits or beneath notice. And that's not good for Vi. Even the First Order has rules, and the Red Trooper is breaking them. If this guy kills her, he won't even have to do data work. She'll just be another load of garbage sliding down toward the incinerator. Great. The Resistance doesn't know much about the enemy they're facing, and the New Republic doesn't consider them a threat, which means Vi hasn't been briefed on the protocol these people generally follow. She doesn't know what to expect. She's been trained to resist interrogation, but she also doesn't know what new toys this guy in red might have. A chill trickles down her spine. She might be in over her head.
They put you in the penthouse, huh, emergency brake? She says, because she always babbles when truly worried. Top-notch accommodations. Can we get room service? The blaster doesn't leave her spine. Her captor gives her directions, turn here, turn there, but doesn't respond to her taunting. Finally, he presses a long code into a control panel on the wall, and a door slides open far less smoothly than Vi would expect in what's obviously a new ship. The room inside is colder than it should be and smells of moisture, metal, and no point in denying it, blood. The spherical droid hurries inside first and turns off the cams one by one. Vi pauses on the threshold, but the trooper finally touches her, shoving her hard with a gloved hand so that she stumbles to her knees, her fingers curling into a rusty grate set in the floor.
Get up!
You really know how to treat a girl right. He reaches into her jacket's collar and hauls her to her feet, spinning her around. She staggers into the wall, putting her back against the cold metal. The room isn't large, maybe 3 meters by four, and it clearly has only one use. Interrogation. Well, two uses if you count torture. Three if you include the inevitable death promised by the fact that she's not going to give up any intel on the Resistance. The space is dominated by an interrogation chair, and the only other furnishings are a simple table and two rickety metal chairs, a place for the bad guys to sit down with a cup of caff and go over their notes while their victim bleeds out, probably. I hope the linens are clean. He shakes his head like he's disappointed, grabs her jacket lapels, and drags her to the interrogation chair. They call it a chair, but it's actually like a gurney standing on end with metal pincers to restrain her head, chest, and wrists as she stands on the metal lip. As part of her training, Vi was shown dozens of images of such machines ranging back from the days of the Empire's Inquisitors to more sophisticated units currently being manufactured for Hutts and other thugs with too much money and a need to get information while keeping their slimy hands clean. This unit, she's sad to notice, has life support capabilities and a mind probe, which means her captor can bypass discussion and go straight to her brain. Vi has been trained to withstand fists and weapons, but no one has yet found a way to evade direct attacks on the nervous system. She contemplates the poison tooth implanted in the back of her jaw for the first time, running her tongue over it as her captor snaps the metal manacles closed around her arms and torso. She won't bite down yet. There's still a way out of here. There has to be. With everything she knows now, surviving will mean major strides for the Resistance. They'll have a better idea of what they're truly fighting in numbers, technology, and enemy mindset. But that means she's got to find a way to live through this interrogation with her mind and body intact. And that means she's got to stop focusing on her own predicament and start paying attention to her enemy and what makes him tick. Luckily, she knows a lot more about him than he knows about her. After strapping her in, he checks the panel monitoring her vital signs, flicking it with a finger.
Your heart rate is up.
Yeah, well, I'm strapped into a torture chair, standing on somebody else's dried blood. Seems like a natural response.
You've got something to hide.
Who doesn't? His red helmet tips just a fraction, conceding the point. As she watches him, he moves around the edges of the room, double-checking the cam feeds his droid already shut off, as well as what she'd guess is the comm system. The droid hovers ominously beside his shoulder, and he makes the rounds, slowly, as if giving a warning. This is not official. This is off the record. No one else is watching. There will be no interruptions, no reprieves. This is not how the First Order does things. So this is personal, Vi notes.
We shall see. It's up to you. We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Vi wiggles, testing the strength of her bonds. Letting me go would be really, really easy. Besides, you can search me all you want, but I don't have anything useful. Let your boys tear my ship apart, deconstruct my droid, unravel my sweater, poke around in my brain all day. Whoever you think I am, you're wrong. I'm just a harmless passerby. He stands before her now, legs spread and arms crossed. His blaster is clipped on his hip, red and gleaming. His red-gloved fingers tap against it. Another reminder. It's just the two of them and his droid. Anything could happen.
You are Vi Maraldi, codename Starling, known resistance spy. And you have the very intel I need.
And you're the big red button. What happens if I poke you in the chest? Does a light turn on somewhere? Does something explode?
You don't deny it?
She would shrug if she weren't manacled and strapped down. You're the one running the torture, so you're the one who gets to decide what's true and what's not.
You were on Parnassos.
Vi is too well-trained to grin. Was I? And what's so important about Parnassos? Her captor considers her.
Nothing. That's the point. Now tell me what you know about Captain Phasma.